We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.
Springbok Radio presents Man with a Problem by Donald Honnett.
What's happening?
What's going on? Mister, what's happening? Please. What's happening? Is there an accident? Has somebody been killed? I don't see anybody. What's happening? Why is everybody...
Guy up there.
What?
Guy up there.
Who? Where?
Up there.
Well, I don't see... Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. He gonna chop your face?
Don't know. Can't tell. Have to wait and see, I guess.
There's nobody could live if they fell from right up there. Nobody.
Some trouble.
Well, he can't take all day. Look at his traffic.
I mean, he won't be up there when I'm through at the office. I mean, really?
Another police car.
Can't stay here all day.
Okay.
Sergeant, don't bully me.
In a way, it's like war. Don't you think? You say?
Martin living. All this noise.
Do you think he'll jump?
I felt like it myself many times. Feel like
do
it.
Do you?
Feel like it now, as a matter of fact. I got a wife.
You think he's got a wife? He wouldn't jump from up there if he had, surely, eh? I mean, he might even have little babies.
Sympathize. For $2, I'd go up there. I'd go up there and I'd join him.
Why can't the cops do something? Throw a rope.
Watch it, man!
Hey, you gonna jump?
Go away.
What's this all about? Hey, I said, what's this all about?
What do you think it's all about?
Yeah, come on, jackass. I gotta talk to the guy, haven't I? I gotta try and help him, haven't I?
What for?
Because I'm the elevator operator of this building, that's why.
What are you?
Dad going. Hey, you, I gotta try and help you. You won't walk away from a jump like that, you know that? You won't walk away from a jump like that. Okay, okay. I know. You forget I'm the elevator operator of this building, and this is... It's not routine.
I beg your pardon. You're contemplating a very foolish thing, you know that? I mean, you're not going to jump, are you?
Yes. Go away.
Look, who are you? What's your name?
Carl Adams. And the reason I'm doing this does not concern you.
Well, think what you're doing, man.
I've thought about it. Now, go away. Leave me alone.
Operator, and I got a right to say something.
It's narrow. It's no more than 18 inches wide.
Yes, I must talk to him.
He's just not interested. I don't think even you personally.
I must try.
Just think what he's done so far. Police all down there, everybody having their places broken into. Nobody's in their offices. All down there watching, waiting to see him jump or not jump.
Why not he'll come jump in and talk it over?
There's nothing left to say.
Do you want me to come out and guide you back through the window? I'm a clerk.
If you or anybody else come out here, I'll jump. So help me, I'll jump.
Can't you tell us your problem?
No.
How can we help you then?
You can't. Go away. You can't help. Not you. You can't.
Hey, fella.
What do you want?
I was on traffic duty down there. They called me up, said there's a guy up here threatening to take a dive. You're not really going to jump, are you?
Yes.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
It's my nature to do spectacular things.
Hey, you got a sense of humor. I like that. Want a cigarette?
No.
Pretty narrow, that ledge, huh? It's sure a pretty day, you know.
A good day to die.
Hey, you're pretty morbid. You got a family?
No. Do you?
I got a wife.
Well, I have no one.
Hey, that's too bad.
What's happening?
I was thinking. I don't know where Martin has got a family. Can you tell
me? Because if he had a family, it'd be a terrible thing to do. I don't think he will. You know what? I personally don't
think
he will.
How many he's here and the next he's not. He's always been the same. If he's gone to some bar...
You think he will?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Where'd you buy those?
Shop over there. Over there. I don't think they've had so much trade in years. Stay out yourself.
Hmm. Why, that's very kind of you. I'll get some myself in a minute.
That's okay, I got plenty.
Six patrol cars they got here now. Six. All for one fellow they think's gonna jump.
Maybe I'll go anyway in a while. I'll just wait in case he comes. Oh!
What? Well, oh! Hey, what?
What? I thought I saw him swaying. He swayed up there.
Oh, I thought. Hey, Charlie, come on over here. There's a guy trying to see stories up.
I don't know where Martin's gone. I don't really. You're not married?
No. I'm not married. You think he's married? Up there? You think so?
I guess a guy with a family wouldn't do this kind of thing. Wouldn't play around like this, I guess.
You think I'm playing?
Oh, no, no, sure I don't think you're playing. Sure I don't know.
It wasn't so long ago that I did have a family. Only yesterday, in fact. Only yesterday. I left the house in the morning to go to work. Karen said goodbye to me. She didn't kiss me like she used to because... Well, that's how it got. But she was still my wife. I still loved her. Then and forever. She would have left me in the end, but I would never have given her a divorce. Never. And then I came home again at 6 o'clock. Came home at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Karen! told me he can't go away with me. He deceived me. I don't love you anymore. And I can't have Steve now. So I don't want to live. Goodbye. I'm sorry for everything. But at least you're free. And you can forget about me now. Goodbye. Come.
This is useless! Senseless!
It's been 4 hours, though. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely preposterous.
She left a note on my pillow. It was so neatly written. In the morning, I had a wife. At 6 o'clock, I had nothing. Nothing, no wife, no love, nothing. It was so quiet in the apartment. I've never heard anything so quiet before in all my life. Empty. No wife, nothing, just empty. And a bottle of sleeping pills was empty and a note was on my pillow. Karin. Karin.
Look, this really is completely pointless. Completely and utterly pointless.
You might think so.
Look, I'm a doctor. I can help you.
In which ward?
No wards, Mr. Adam, I promise you.
It's too late now.
If you jump, it'll be too late. Now there's still time.
You better go and attend to somebody who needs you, Doctor. I don't need you.
Here, I got some milk, too. You like milk? I got some cookies and here's some chocolate.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I had an uncle who did the same thing. I'm telling you.
There'll be a traffic jam up before long.
Can do for you?
No.
You want to come in now?
No.
I can't get you anything?
No.
You see, I know you're unhappy about something.
You could put it like that, yes.
My friend...
You're wasting your time, Father.
I'm not wasting my time.
Yes, you are. I'm not coming in.
Do you want us to leave you alone to think?
Do as you please. Oh, you morbid keeping people down here. You're being pushed back by the police, aren't you? Pushed back so as to leave me plenty of room when I jump. Look at the fireman. What's the life net made of? Canvas? I know one thing. Firemen with a life net, they can't do anything for a body hurtling 26 floors. No, sir. There's no way any of them, in there or down there, no way anybody can reach me. Fire ladders just don't come this high. It juts out just above me, so they can't get at me from up on the roof. Strange feeling, strange, sort of apart, as if, because I'm near death, it's as if this has marked me with a sign like Cain marked me, and I'm apart from other men. I'm different, apart and alone. All those people down there waiting. They'll see something, all right. And those men in the room are plotting and scheming. Why, they're trying to figure out ways of seducing my mind. Phoning to experts on suicide.
Yes, of course. No, it's no more than a foot and a half wide, if that. Yeah.
Let me talk to them, will you?
Well, that's it. Now, just please. No. No. No, we're afraid if we did, he'd jump, you see.
Oh, listen to me. Just let me talk to them, please.
Let's hang on, will you? There's a doctor here. He wants a word with you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Hello? Hello, I'm a doctor.
You might as well say he's a bellhop. Doctor,
yeah.
Schmott,
really?
So what? He doesn't care.
No,
that guy
no, well, look,
doesn't
see
care.
The same way as I thought it.
I believe it's been nearly 6 hours now. Isn't that correct? All right. Oh, yes, sir. Well, nearer seven, in fact. How can he possibly stand out there for very much longer? Why, his legs must ache. He must be feeling... Yeah, well, I just wish he'd make up his mind. I mean, if he's gonna jump, I darn well wish he'd go ahead and jump.
My son, how can you say such a thing?
Well, I mean it, sir. Either he makes up his mind or...
Personally, what I feel is this. I don't think he will jump. Not now. If he was going to, he'd have done it.
You don't think he will?
No, I don't think so. What do you think?
Huh?
Do you think he's gonna jump?
He'll jump.
When?
Well, now, I wouldn't know, ma'am. I haven't got a hotline to the guy. I mean, he never told me nor nothing.
Some people. Rude. Sarcastic. There's one thing I hate, particularly in a man, it's sarcasm. In a woman, you can forgive it, because a woman has so much to put up with in life.
I suddenly looked up and I thought he wasn't there anymore. I was looking at the wrong floor. You want some pop?
No, honey, it bloats me. I ought to be going home. I don't like to go before...
It might happen just after we leave.
Mm.
I mean, I sure hope he goes in. I mean, I hope that... Look at the time. I mean, I'd hate for him to jump or anything. Imagine.
He wouldn't look pretty.
You can say that again. My, can you imagine? I suppose he'd just be sort of scrambled, sort of mess, eh?
Don't mention it. Don't even think about it. I wonder how much longer it'll be. I have to be home to fix Martin's supper.
Ropes and ladders and nets and dangling chairs. I've seen them all. You can't gauge it, you see. You just can't gauge it on account of the fact that you never know a suicide state of mind, not from one minute to the next. You can never be certain.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go and talk to him for a bit more. He was pretty good with me. You know, talk nice and easy.
Just like that, Steve deceived her. She could talk about Steve as easily as that. She could just talk about him, write about him. Oh, I knew. For months, I knew. She never was the kind of woman who could ever pretend. I even saw him out together once. But I still loved her. Oh, I loved her. She said our marriage was over. It's easier now, though. Easier now. That first night was the worst. Just walking. This morning it was clearer, though, and now it's very clear. This morning it was clear.
Hey, room, sir. Certainly, sir. Would you prefer the first floor, sir? Or...
I want a room near the top.
The top, sir?
As near the top as possible. I want to be high up as I can.
In the clouds, sir. I would floor 26B.
That'd be about okay, I guess.
Would you like a cigarette, mister?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi. How's it going?
I knew he'd try again. I've been more responsive to him than any of the others. I knew he'd try again.
What do you want?
Huh? Oh, same thing, I guess. Mind you, I don't really care. In a way, you're doing me a favor.
How's that?
Well, you see, Adams, normally I'd be down there directing traffic. But because of you, I'm up here taking it easy.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
You might just as well be up here. The traffic isn't moving.
Yeah, that's right. You know, those people down there, they're expecting you to jump. They're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it?
Sure. They've made up their minds you're going to jump and they're going to see it. You going to disappoint them? You can't hear them from up here, but They're yelling for you to jump.
Yelling for me to jump?
You can't hear them, but that's what they're doing.
I can hear them. They're like a pack of wolves.
Yeah, well, you see, it's like this. They feel you owe it to them for making them stand around for half the day.
People down there, they've been there all the time?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Just waiting for me to do something?
Sure.
Like wolves.
Yeah, that's right. Why give up your life so that they can have a thrill, huh? Come on in to the devil with all those people.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, sure. What's the matter?
I guess I feel a bit dizzy. Maybe you better give me a hand.
Yeah.
Hey, just look at all those photographers over there in the other buildings. Just look at them. I guess we all know what's going to make the headlines tomorrow, whichever way it goes. Yes, sir.
I guess they'll have those zoom lenses on their cameras, those lenses.
Oh, sure. They've taken pictures of Adams out there, taking pictures from right across there on top of that block. Pictures like as if they'd been 5 feet away from it.
Because of the way the lenses is, huh? Zooms right in?
Yeah, I guess. Like, you know, for baseball games, you know.
Yeah, zoom. Yeah. I guess it'd make quite a picture for the morning papers.
I'd say. Or what one?
This apple's not so sour as the other one. Mm. So I said to him, you may be able to do that kind of thing in your neighborhood, but here in Willoughby, we don't do that sort of thing. Not nice girls, that is. So I guess that frightened him off. Oh, he was on the make. You could see that a mile.
Men are, dear.
I guess so.
Men.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one thing a man wants, and we all know what that is. Huh. They even lose interest in that once they're married. Take Martin, for instance. Uh-huh. I wish somebody would.
Hey, look at that!
Some guy's going out to him. Out onto the lake.
My, how terrible.
Okay along there?
Yes, I think so. It's just...
Yeah, well, just hold on, fella. I'm going to give you my hand, okay?
Okay.
Put out your hand. I guess we've got a couple of inches to go yet, huh?
I guess.
Hang on, fella. Okay. Try now. That's fine. Hold on tight now. Hey, not so tight.
He's reached him.
You ought to get a medal.
It's like the movies.
Okay, now I'm going to move slowly back.
I knew you'd come up eventually. That's why I chose this place. My name isn't Adams, Steve. Karin was my wife. Do you know that last night she killed herself?
Let go of my hand. Let go of my hand. You hear me? No!
Karin was my wife, Steve.
They're both falling.
Oh.
This has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy, and true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.